On with Mario Lopez.
What up, Mario Lopez here, joining me on Zoom, the winner of The Masked Singer from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, my girl Candy Burris. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How you doing?
I was so happy when you won the show. I was like, all right, I like to hear, you know, good things happen to good people right there. So that was really cool. What made you want to do the show?
Well, they actually approached me about being a part of season one. And at that time, I was like doing some shows with my group Escape, and we had just really started doing things again. So I couldn't do it. It was conflicting schedules. But after I had watched it and I saw T-Pain do his thing, I was like, oh, man, I wish I would have done it. And
right.
I said if it ever came back, I would do it if the opportunity came back around. And so they reached out to me for season three, and I was like, yep.
It's on. Good for you. Well, it all worked out. And you had a cool costume, the Night Angel. What did that persona mean to you?
You know, I actually was supposed to have a different costume at first, but
what were you supposed to be?
I can't tell you because they may use it for somebody else later.
Oh, come on.
I can't, because you know they
rotate all the costumes. Once they use one costume though, they don't use it for that's it. Like no one's ever going to be the Night Angel ever again then.
Right. Huh. But like, say for instance, for me, they, I believe they had they gave me three options. It was like the taco. It was whatever the thing that
I saw a taco before though.
Wasn't it season three? It was this year.
Tom Bergeron. Oh, got it. Right. So yeah. Oh, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. You could have been the taco, right?
Right, exactly, but I didn't pick that one. I picked other thing, but it was a green costume.
Okay. So you were broccoli.
I'm not saying that. But anyway, I was just like, I didn't know, you know, I guess I was like, okay, I'm going to be this. And then they called back like a week or two later and was like, hey, this other costume idea that we have is available now. So would you like this one? And I was like, yes, this is me.
Right.
An angel, but Night Angel. So it's like, you know, you kind of like, you know, got all this power, but at the same time, it's a bad side. So it's, you know, it's like, kick butt.
Right. Got to be naughty a little bit. That's awesome. And you went big in the finale, sang a little Tina Turner. What inspired your song choices?
My mom and my daughter, Riley, they both helped me with like the list of songs that I had turned in. And, that song was a song that my mom was like, you should do that one. And so that had been on my list from the beginning. But at first, it was supposed to be my battle song. Because, you know, at I forgot what episode, they do this thing that if you get down to the bottom, you have to battle somebody else in order to be able to keep your spot on the show.
Right.
And so if I would have dropped down to the bottom, that was going to be my song to get me out of the bottom. And so they kept saying, when I practiced it, I killed it. So they said, whatever you do, don't go to the bottom. So you can save that for your finale song. So I was like, okay.
Good. Well, it worked out. It worked out. And you just keep it on a roll. You dropped a new single, Used to Love Me. Got a really cool dance vibe to it. How'd that track come together?
I wanted to do something that could just play worldwide. I wanted something that gave you, like, that could make everybody dance, that wasn't in a certain genre or a certain lane.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, kind of like, you know, you go to the club and it could play in no matter who's in the club, it's going to make you want to move.
Yeah.
And,
my kind of jam.
Yeah. And I just felt that I wanted one of those type of records, because after being a part of this show, on the show, I intentionally did a song in every genre. I did country, I did a disco, I did hip hop, I did rock.
Nice. And kept them on their toes.
Yeah, I wanted to be able to continue that in my own personal career, to just be able to do what I love and not have to feel like I have to be in a certain genre or a certain lane.
Yeah, no, I like that. Keep it diverse. And you also have Todrick Hall and Precious on the track, right?
Yes. Todrick and I are friends, and I was like, you know, he would be perfect for this song.
Oh, that's cool.
So I asked him
he's
about
talented.
It. He's super talented. So he was like, yeah, for sure. And then Precious, I've actually met her through Instagram, but she's a part of the ballroom scene.
Yeah.
And I had saw like a video that she had put up that she had did like some chanting on or whatever. And I was like, oh, I want her to do that on my song.
Okay. Very cool. And is there a whole album possibly in the works, or are you just dropping singles for now?
No, I definitely plan to put out an album before the end of the year. Right now, I'm working. I have a few songs that I love at this point, but Used to Love Me is definitely the first that I was trying to get out there to the world. And right now, it's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I released it yesterday, and it's already like number 5 on the dance chart on iTunes, so I was excited.
Congrats on that. Right on. I'm glad. Continuing to kill it right there. And happy belated birthday, by the way. I saw on social you found a way to still party.
Yeah, my birthday was Sunday. And my husband did a surprise party for me where he invited some of my family and friends. And it was almost kind of like a shock. I didn't know what to do because I've been in the house for so long. Yeah. You almost kind of like are scared to be around people, you know, when you do get to like something like this. So it was really cool. I was happy to see them.
Yeah, I'm sure you got over that real quick, though. You're like, all right, you're all right. And you have one daughter that graduated high school and another who's like 6 months, correct?
Yes. Well, I have 3 now because, you know, we are blended families. So I have she's 23, Kayla, she's about to be 24. And then my firstborn, which was Riley, she's 17. She just graduated. And then we have Blaze, who is 6 months. And I have my son, Ace, he's 4.
Oh, you got a full house right there then. Okay.
Yes.
That's cool. They must be real happy with mom right now. Proud of her with all this. You couldn't even tell them, I bet, right?
No, I did tell them. I told them. Well, Kayla's in New York right now, so I didn't know. I think we mentioned it to her, but I didn't tell her that I actually won.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but, so you could tell your own family. Okay, that's cool. That would be real hardcore. Tell the kids.
Exactly.
All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched in quarantine?
Ooh. Oh my God, I've had a few. I got caught up on Ozark. I was loving that.
Yeah, that was good, huh?
And then, and what's that? Little Fires Everywhere. I was in love with that.
Okay.
I definitely, Godfather of Harlem is my favorite show out right now, period. It's on, what is it? Okay, and Epic's channel. Yeah. I've been watching some of everything.
Yeah. All right. Song you and your teen both like right now?
Me and my teen?
Yeah, you're like your daughter.
Riley? Oh, my song. Used to Love Me.
Hey, there it is. Can agree on that. Takeout or home cook?
Home cook. I'm a really good cook.
Oh, you can get down in the kitchen too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Favorite part of quarantine?
Being around my family. We've been really enjoying each other and having fun times together. I think I've actually gone swimming more than I ever gone since we've owned this house. Like I had never really used our swimming pool before, but now we...
Now you're a lifeguard.
I'm not even that great of a swimmer, but I've gone more than I ever did gone before.
Awesome, awesome. And last one, favorite part of Masked Singer?
The feel goodness of being a part of that show. Like my confidence was down before I was on that show as far as like believing in my voice and feeling like, you know, I kind of lost confidence in my voice. So just sing in front of those judges and they lifted me every week like they did, it just like it rebuilt my confidence and I appreciated that.
I bet. Well, good for you. Well deserved. And congrats again. And listen to Used to Love Me on iHeartRadio or wherever you get music. Candy, thanks for checking in.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care, sweetie.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.